Okay. Well, I think the steps that a board would take would first it would ascertain whether or not there's any groundswell, you know, from the shareholders to eliminate smoking, or if there's a medical or a, you know, health concern, that promotes this. That tends to be the, in my experience, that tends to be the motivating factor. But, you know, once there's a complaint or once there's an issue that's brought to the table, the board has to make a threshold decision whether or not it wants to follow through on this and prohibit smoking altogether. And then, obviously, the board has to determine how many people are going to be affected by this decision. If you have a very large number of smokers in the building, you know, this is something that's not going to be popular, and it certainly is going to be met with a fair degree of resistance. Assuming that there aren't a lot of smokers in that particular building, then the board should telegraph what it intends to do, and certainly go through the process of passing a resolution to prohibit smoking, and that prohibition I would recommend should be added to the House rules, and the resolution should be carefully drawn up so that it's clear as to what its scope is. And the House rules should be, amended, clearly to provide, what the new rules are. And then those House rules have to be distributed to the shareholders together with, notice of when this is taking effect. And obviously there has to be some level of, I guess, compliance enforcement if people don't immediately recognize that this is now a non-smoking, property. I mean,